This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are days when your interview schedule lines up neatly with what is going on in the world, and today is one of those days. David Miliband is the president and CEO of the International Rescue Committee. It's a global humanitarian assistance group. David, thanks for coming in.
Glad to be here.
Have to start with Nepal, I think, given the events of the weekend. Are you guys in Nepal yet, as far as you know?
We're not in Nepal because it's not been a country that's been consumed by conflict. And the International Rescue Committee, our calling card, is crisis and conflict. Fortunately, there are quite a lot of NGOs, some of them environmental, some of them anti-poverty NGOs that are on the ground. And obviously the international system is mobilizing, but with 2,500 people dead and obviously fears of more, it's really touched people's hearts.
There is plenty of conflict that you are involved with. I want to focus on two, actually, for the balance of our talk. The first is what's going on in the Mediterranean with the Libyans and the sub-Saharan Africans trying to get over to Europe. It does seem that the European Union has been dragged kicking and screaming into some kind of rescue operation. Do you disagree with that?
I think that you're right to say that European attention has been dragged back. We're in Mali. We're in Chad. There are people from there ending up in North Africa trying to get to Europe, never mind the situation in Libya itself. And so it's incredibly challenging. Europeans are not standing together. Italians and Greeks are being expected to handle this on their own, more or less, rather than as a united European response. And obviously that's as someone who for the last 18 months has been living in New York, but is a European, that's something I lament.
When you get senior-level people over there on the phone, which I'm sure you do with some regularity, what do they say when you say, come on, get it together?
They say two or three things. First of all, that the end of the Mare Nostrum program, which was running last year, is something
that they deeply
regret. Secondly, they say that it's very, very tough to do the obvious thing, which is to try to tackle this at source. You can't just deal with this problem in Southern Europe. Thirdly, the truth is about the European Union at the moment is that its bandwidth is really stretched. I mean, it's dealing with the euro crisis still. It's got the Ukraine confrontation with Russia. And I get the feeling that for European leaders, they haven't been able to focus on something that is important but hasn't until now been seen as urgent and has therefore not been on the front burner.
Also, Syria. A horrible, obviously, situation over there. What are you doing? What is your group doing there? And can it possibly do enough good?
So the International Rescue Committee has about 2,500 staff in Syria and in the four neighboring countries. We're focusing on health, education, also some protection for women and girls. We're managing about $200 million worth of grants. But there's a really big message for people listening to this program. We don't just need to do more in the Syria crisis, but we've got to do things differently as well. And I just want to give you one example of what it means to do things differently. The refugees from Syria are educated people. They're tech-savvy people. Until now, there's been no proper tech platform for them to find out what services are available to them. And I'm very, very pleased that a partnership of the International Rescue Committee and the US government is creating for the first time a kind of Yelp for refugees in Lebanon.
I chuckle, but it's serious because you got to find out what they need and what they want.
It's serious. It's not just for them to find out where services are available, services for where they can cash in vouchers, services where their kids can find out where they can get to school. 315,000 Syrian kids in Lebanon without schooling.
Wow.
It's not just an information source, though. In the modern world, consumers should be able to rate the services they get. This new platform we're developing will allow refugees to say, this supermarket treated me well, this hospital treated me well. That kind of feedback is, I think, going to help improve the quality of services as well as broadcast what services are available.
I wonder if you, or I guess how much you appreciate the irony of the fact that you were a very senior British politician. You lived a life in politics. You left politics. And now your job is to help people whose lives are affected by politics.
Well, I feel I'm helping people whose lives are affected by the breakdown of politics.
Right.
Because
what is a civil war
other than the failure of politics? Now I'm out of politics. I'm at the other end of the telescope. What I always say to people is that the humanitarian sector can staunch the dying, but it takes politics to stop the killing. And you need both. And the Syria conflict is the ultimate example of that.
David Miliband is the president and CEO of the International Rescue Committee. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.